You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading Exodus chapter 4 and verse 20. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. I want you to look at Moses here. After God has spoken to him, he had received the call of God. God had explained what he wanted him to do. God gave him details. When God calls you, he tells you what he wants you to do. He leads you into what he wants you to do. But then the first thing Moses did was that the Bible says he took his wife. He didn't say he took his sons. You see, it may look casual, it may look like just a sentence in the Bible, but that arrangement, it matters a lot. That he took his wife, he carried his wife along. This ministry that people are doing today and they are leaving their wives is not of God, though. This ministry that they are doing today, that they are leaving their children, is not of God. A man says God has called him, and then he goes ahead and have 5 children. And then those 5 children, he will now distribute them to go and be house help. And he says he's going to be a missionary somewhere. The place where he's missionary, is it not some people's children he wants to go and save? What about his own children? Who will save them? The Bible says he took his wife and his sons. The scripture says if a man cannot rule out over his own household, how shall he rule the house of God? Moses took his sons and he took his wife and his sons. That's the order. He also didn't place priority over his children above his wife. Your children are product of the marriage. The marriage is the man and the woman, and it must remain so. But many people foolishly, once they get married and start having children, they focus on the children. They begin to shift their attention on the children. The marriage will be breaking apart. Once the marriage breaks apart, you have literally destroyed the children also. The stronger the bond is between a man and his wife, the better they can raise children. But most people will focus on the children and then begin to break from one another. It must not be so among you. Then the Bible went further and said, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. Have you noticed that? Did you know that it was not the rod of God? You say, oh, how can I say that when the Bible says the rod of God? No, it was Moses' rod. Moses' rod became God's rod. When God saw Moses, he said, what is in your hand? Moses said, a rod. He said, drop it. And he dropped it. He said, pick it again. Did you know that that rod, it was not God who gave that rod to Moses? It was the rod God found in his hand. And God turned that rod to his rod. So the Bible says Moses took the rod of God. That means that rod is no longer Moses' rod. This is the meaning of holiness. This is the meaning of sanctification. That your life is no longer your own. Your life is the rod that you have laid down. According to Romans chapter 12 verse 1, he said, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, that ye offer your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable service. That is your reasonable worship. You have given it. It is no longer your own. My dear brothers and sisters, your life is no longer your own. It is no longer I that live it. We quoted those scriptures, but they really don't. We quote those scriptures, but they really don't have impact on our lives. We really don't believe it. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, said, in that he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for him who died and rose again. That your rod must become God's rod. That rod can no longer do what you like. It must only do what God wants it to do. Have you truly yielded your rod to Christ? Has your rod now become the rod of Christ? It was when Moses took the rod of Christ to Egypt that there was deliverance. If he had taken the rod of Moses, there will be no deliverance. But he took the rod of God. You also, you have become the rod of God in Christ Jesus. You can no longer do what you like. Did you know that that staff, he was using it to guard sheep? But that staff, he no longer used it to guard sheep. He started using it for the glory and the purpose of God. You must allow God to use your life exclusively for his own glory and his honor from now on in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.